Where's that?
This is You've Been Challenged. I'm host Craig Collins, and this week I have a special co-host sitting in with me. Nikki Allen is here from Knife and Tine. Hey, Nikki.
Hello, hello.
Hey. We are sitting also with Rich Lenkov, WGN Plus broadcaster, legal face-off host, lawyer extraordinaire. Rich, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm enjoying this amazing cocktail by Nikki. It's so tasty.
I have turned on the show, and I'm going to point it at you guys for the rest of this recording because this is a very visually stunning show. Let's call it that. It's Happy Tree Friends that we're here to talk about. So please, both of you, enjoy that. And Nikki, thank you for bringing a drink in. I have to get right to this because I watched 128 little episodes on YouTube of this thing for the binge. That's a whole lot of Happy Tree Friends. And for anyone that hasn't heard of this, it's insane. And I have to know, Rich, why the hell did you pick this?
You mean the most violent show ever on the history of TV?
Yeah, so to give it a little more context, it's called Happy Tree Friends. And if you just saw a billboard or any kind of photo of the characters, they're your typical friendly cartoon characters that you'd see on any other kid's show. And then as soon as the episode starts, within a minute, and Rich is laughing because he's watching some of it, it gets incredibly violent.
Yeah, I mean, you know, saying it's violent really doesn't even do it justice because you see things on Happy Tree Friends that, like, if they were happening to non-cartoon characters, would literally, like, make you faint.
Yeah, so let's give an example. One of the episodes, one of the characters, and I can't even remember all the characters' names, but they're all, like, super sweet, nice, named characters.
Sniffles.
Sniffles,
Cuddles,
for example.
Giggles.
Exactly. One of them is eating a lollipop. There we go. And it gets stuck in his eye. And then he pulls the lollipop out of his eye, and the eye shoots up into a tree.
Even
and
you so, describing it, it's hard not to just laugh.
Right. Well, yeah, and it's hard not to. That is part of the episode. Within the first 30 seconds to a minute, crazy stuff happens. And again, I should tell everyone that they are watching Happy Tree Friends live in studios. We're doing this recording.
So the eye, you know, I actually have done as the one who challenged you and a huge fan of Happy Tree Friends, I have done some mental cataloging and eye gouging.
Right.
Separating your eye from your skull is one of the most prominent ways to die on Happy Tree Friends.
To slowly
it's
die.
It's one of many, yeah. Right. But definitely, like, and not just your eye being removed, but, like, you see the insides of the eye.
Right.
And,
there's a very long nerve connecting the eye. Nikki, how did you feel? Because you'd probably never seen any of this until this challenge.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
With that being said, when I've been binge-watching it, I've either been eating or drinking while watching this show.
Huge mistake.
As of, like, right now. So last night, I was eating Chinese food with chopsticks, and then I'm just thinking of the egg roll as whatever body part that just came off, and I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
Do you also start to envision what the chopsticks could do to you if something horrible happened?
Okay. Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, it's a really interesting show, though, and it kind of triggered another thought in me. Is there other stuff like this, Rich, for you that's so different? Like, you expect one thing and then something completely different happens. Is that a thing you're very interested in?
I love that. I mean, to answer your earlier question, yes, I do love that kind of thing. And to answer your question, I got into it because my daughter. So my daughter's 11. Her name is Emma.
She's 11.
I have raised her to follow my same sensibilities. I've always loved horror movies.
Yeah, sure.
Like, she saw The Shining. She's obsessed with The Shining. She saw it when she was like 3. I made her watch it. You know, it's like required watching in my house. So I'm a huge horror fan.
You're saying she liked it at 3? There was no level of this?
No, she loved it all. I mean, again, it was like she had to because my house is, I've got like crazy things in my house that I collect, like things that would shock you.
You're going to give us examples right now.
Well, I've got like my favorite pieces are like, I've got, I'm a huge fan of serial killer movies, you know, and killer slasher movies. So I've got some great masks, like famous masks of slasher movies signed by the actors who played them.
Okay.
So like I've got like 9 Michael Myers who signed the Michael Myers mask all to me. So the point is she was raised around all this stuff.
What's interesting that you say that too, and I hate to draw this connection, and maybe Nikki, you're drawing it too. He is a lawyer. We have a lawyer sitting here with us who really loves murder.
Yes.
So I'm a little curious what else is going on, Rich, in your head. Have you ever envisioned what sort of defense some of these characters
would have? Who among us every day would not like to do what some of the Happy Tree Friends do to each other, right?
Right.
I mean, it's a great release to think that you could, you know, literally slice someone in half.
Right, or the world's,
and see their guts come right out.
The world's most dangerous game. Kill a guy.
Exactly.
You know, do it in the jungle, figure it out, make it work.
Yeah.
So, but this is just a huge passion of yours. Anything that's kind of scary, horror is something that you've
been into
a lot.
Horror in general, the gorier the better. And, like, you know, to answer your earlier question, my daughter was one day flipping through Netflix, and, you know, at the time she was probably 7 or so.
Sure.
And she sees, you know, what you said earlier was a seemingly, you know, friendly bunch
innocuous,
of
very nice
woodland
yeah.
creatures,
right?
That all look very friendly. All have buck teeth, by the way. Not the best like dental plan on
no.
the Happy Tree Friends. And she quickly, you know, like as you said, realized what was going on and called me over, and I was hooked. I mean, and you know, I was always a big fan. You said earlier, Nikki,
itchy
and scratchy.
Scratchy.
That was my favorite part of The Simpsons. It's exactly what it is
in a way, but it's itchy and scratchy on steroids.
Exactly.
I don't think it's even.
The way
know,
I describe it to people is it's Looney Tunes meets Faces of Death. I was a huge Faces of Death guy growing up. Like when I was, you know, in high school, you're probably too young to remember Faces of Death, but it was this underground video back in the 80s when I came up. There was literally a video. There was these things back then called videotapes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Is that how you recorded the television?
Exactly. It was called Faces of Death, and it was a series of really, like, almost snuff films, really poorly made videos of people dying, right? And it made its way around the country. I was, you know, growing up in Canada, we, like, were amazed by this idea that there was this Face of Death video, right? And you could not get your hands on it. Finally, we got a hold of it. We put it in. We watched it just, like, in total silence.
Because there was nothing that compared to it at the time.
It was nothing. But remember, this was before the internet.
Sure, sure.
It was before, like, you could see all this stuff online.
Yeah, maybe we're ruined now that anything we want to see on the internet is probably available to us.
You know what? Like, you know, video games are violent like this. But back then, it was like a shock to see, like, there was a guy parachuting, and he went into an alligator pit. You saw him get eaten by the alligator.
Yeah.
There was, like, people around a table in Thailand, and they were banging on a monkey's head, and they ate the monkey skull. So that, to me, was like, oh, my God, this is revolting but also fascinating.
Right, because, yeah, it's just the shock of it all.
Yeah.
Nikki, you kind of connected with me, and I'm going to roll up Happy Tree Friends for a second to see what we're doing. It sounds like it's all lovely and nice.
The romantic.
It's really lovely and nice
theme,
right now.
The ballad from Happy Tree Friends.
There we go. This probably is a lovely episode. Nikki, you connected with me as someone that might also be into some of the gory kind of...
Definitely.
Yeah, okay, right. And where did that passion for you come from? You're more involved in some of the scenes that have some of the cool kind of gory things going on, right?
I am.
Okay, go ahead. Explain it to us.
As a kid, I loved Courage the Cowardly Dog. Nowhere near as violence, but it meshes the innocence, the curiosity, and then the scary, weird things that happen at the same time.
Right.
So that's one of my favorite shows that I watch as a kid. And so watching this, again, it's just super funny. Innocent enough, because a lot of the things that happen are purely by accident, and now he's getting eaten by vultures.
Oh, wait, let's hear that a little bit. Probably. Oh, it's still nice.
Yeah, still
really nice.
Well, they never learn. That's a problem. Like, they never learn from their mistakes.
How boring would that episode be if they did learn?
Like, right now we see some small intestines on a leash being pulled around a bridge by Sniffles.
So let's talk about some of the characters' names. There's Lumpy. There's Sniffles, as you said. There's Cuddles. Do you have any of these off the top of your head?
Yeah,
Giggles?
Flaky.
Lumpy
my favorite
is so dumb,
Lifty,
by the way.
Lifty and Shifty are my favorite. They're like the evil twins.
Can you explain Disco Bear to me?
Yeah, Disco Bear, as the name implies, he's like he's got an Afro 70s-style clothing. Also a little bit overweight, which is pointed out in, I think, Ipso Fatso,
yep.
The episode.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
Episode references.
What's shocking to me, I just watched an episode this morning, they don't stop at anything. Like, there's the episode with the baby, I forget his name, but the baby in the trash compactor.
Yeah. Sure, I've seen it.
Like, within seconds, you're seeing a baby in a trash compactor with his legs being, you know, dismembered.
It is grotesque and certainly playing to that type of humor. I noticed that the small characters die much more frequently than the big characters.
Yeah.
The big characters, the larger tall guys, are responsible for a lot of murder more often than they are being killed.
Right.
Although everybody dies on the show, for
everyone
sure.
Everyone dies.
And brains are constantly displayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it really also, there's a great lesson about...
I think I have to take the show away from you. I think I have to get you to focus. I'm going to watch it now.
The,
go ahead.
It really, you know, there's some great lessons that could be heard from Happy Tree Friends. Like, you know, the serious subject of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
You know, one of the characters has done great service for his country in fighting in several wars. And on occasion during an episode, he will suffer flashbacks from his time overseas. And that'll manifest itself in many ways. You know, at some point, one of the episodes, they're at a nice birthday party, having a great time, mm-hmm. and he sees the cake knife and realizes, or has a flashback to his time in the service.
Oh my God!
And decides to use that cake knife in all manner of gruesome ways. So,
and that to you is a public
service.
It's
a really sensitive way of handling post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right. It's a nice way to have everyone laugh at that kind of thing. Nikki, I might have interrupted you a little bit ago about some of the other stuff that you might have found most interesting about the show, or ways that you might be connected to this type of thing.
You're putting me on the spot here.
It's the vodka talking.
Right, no.
Definitely.
I know that, you know, there's been some kind of stuff that you've at least gone to or attended, the cons, those kind of things where you've
been
around.
So I've been to Exotica. Right. They have that huge, like, that little huge kink BDSM booth with this Wheel of Death and this thing where you get, like, chained onto and get spun around.
Right, and for some reason that seems to correlate to me. This is my brain connecting this piece to another piece.
Yes. No, definitely. Okay, so I guess, like, I'm attracted to violence, but in itself this show is almost like this, like, controlled violence, even though everyone just accidentally dies, which is still really fun and quirky.
Yeah, does anyone ever die on purpose? Is there a lot of purposeful murder, or is it always accidental?
Well, there is some purposeful murder.
Well, you're saying the one character.
Yeah, like Flippy, who's the army bear. He definitely goes on some rampages when he feels like, he's reminded of his time in country. And there's definitely some malice involved. I mean, most of the mayhem is accidental and result of, you know, legally what I would call negligence. But some of it, there's definitely some clear intent.
I mean, how would you feel defending some of these characters?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would say, as we said earlier, like, you know this is going to happen. You've seen it over and over again.
Right.
So
there's some idea sort of that, negligence.
Yeah, there's definitely some willful and wanton conduct going on here.
Are you a con guy? Some of these autographs and things that you've gotten, have you gone to some of these horror conventions?
Yeah, for sure. I go to, so the ones locally that I really like are, there's, you know, C2E2, which I really enjoy.
We're going to be at that.
And yes,
there's the, well, Nick, DeGioia,
the Midwest,
WGN's own.
Yeah, it's the drive-in. Midway drive-in theater flashback.
It's called Flashback Weekend. Yeah. I go to that one every year. Got a ton of great stuff from there. So, yeah, I go to all the local ones. I have been meaning to go to Comic-Con in San Diego. I haven't had a chance, but I think next year I'll be going to that one.
And so you said your daughter's 11 now?
She goes with me to all
of them. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Do you guys costume?
We have costumed a couple times. That's really the fun way to do it.
What's a daddy-daughter costume you're very proud of?
You know, I think my favorite was Human Centipede, probably, was say that on the air.
I really want to meet your daughter.
Yeah,
she's kick ass.
DCFS is not listening, are they?
No. No one listens to this. Some people do. Being serious? Is that a joke?
Human Centipede.
Your daughter has not.
Strangers has been a pretty good one.
We have to pump the brakes, Nikki. Your daughter has not seen the Human Centipede, has she?
I mean, maybe 7 or 8 times. I mean, Human Centipede 2. The 3-1 that we're helping produce.
Oh, my sweet God. You're helping produce it?
The third sequel to
Nikki,
it.
Nikki, you got to be in Human Centipede 3.
Fine.
We're going to find your role.
Okay. Absolutely.
So then I need more reactions, I think, from both of you. Mostly from Nikki, though. Was there a specific episode? Was there a specific murder? Anything that really that entertained you more than anything else?
I have, you know, like when people have bad nightmares and the one that's reoccurring?
Yeah.
Mine is when teeth fall out.
Okay.
So there was this one episode where they were on that pirate ship and the pirate ship gets stuck in ice and it sinks and everything. And then I don't remember the characters' names, but she was trying to open up one of the can of beans with her teeth.
Yeah.
And I always open things up with my teeth and I've actually cracked a tooth doing that way.
Wow.
So that one I'm like, the mirror neuron set in. I was like, oh my God, that looks so painful because there's like this like throbbing nerve coming out of her tooth.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that of all things was probably the most frightening thing.
So that was disturbing. That wasn't
necessarily disturbing.
There's a lot of teeth issues on the show. I mean, in addition to the buck teeth that all of them share, they lose their teeth pretty quickly, you know? I mean, that will happen, though, when you're sticking, like, hardware and equipment into your mouth.
Right.
Electrical things, that'll happen.
There is an episode where one of the characters, and I'm going to just call him Cuddly because I'm just going to make up names for these characters now, he drinks plant something to, like, make plants grow, and it makes his teeth grow. And then he's actually being dragged by some kind of thing, and his teeth are grinding and falling off.
Yes,
on the It's gruesome.
Did you see the piranha one? Fishy. So one of them has
your memory for the names of the episodes is somewhat
the names
impressive.
Are some of the best things because you know there's an episode where they have a pet piranha, and it's show and tell day at school, so they all bring their pets to school.
Sure.
And I think it's Sniffles who has the piranha in a goldfish.
Of course, it'd be
and
Sniffles.
He's demonstrating the piranha's veracity by putting a chicken bone in, right? And you just see swirling around. He pulls out the chicken bone, and then the piranha jumps up and bites the chicken bone.
Oh, my God.
So that's a setup, right?
Yeah.
And then you see the next scene is the fishbowl with the piranha next to a cat. And the piranha's, just sniping at the glass, trying to get the cat. Next thing you know, he jumps out of the bowl into a cup, and one of the characters drinks the piranha,
oh, God.
Goes to the bathroom. And you can take it from there. You can imagine what happens on Happy Tree Friends in the bathroom with a piranha inside your body.
So then my favorite part of this challenge is that I binged watched this. Because out of all the things that I've binge consumed, this was the most interesting to see because they're so quick. There's 2-3 minutes on YouTube. And like I said, I watched 120-something of these. And they're so gruesome. And the times you really connect to what they're doing or you get a little more disturbed by what they're doing. So I guess, Nikki, this question is for you and I more so than Rich, unless you've binge-watched a lot of this. But what was it like transitioning from one to another of seeing just gruesome, horrible, and then back to nice? Because the first 30 seconds of every episode, it's very sweet. It's very nice. And then everyone gets murdered again. There's brains. And then it ends. And then back to nice.
Well, that's the reason why I made this cocktail.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, tell
us about the cocktail. Sweet and
sour. Right?
I'm calling it sweet and sour because it looks like it's going to be a scary, intimidating cocktail.
Uh-huh.
Because
it's
black.
It. But
I know it's
so
radio.
Nice.
I know you guys can't see, but
we'll take
it's
photo.
A black cocktail. Oh, my God.
Hey, whatever you want to call it. You call it whatever
you
want to call
it. A whole new category.
We're on the internet right now.
Oh, my goodness.
It's totally fine.
And?
Right. So
when
it
you
looks...
take a sip, it's super refreshing and sweet and delicious. So.
And at some point, the cup will cut my neck in half and my brains will splurt out.
Yeah.
So how many episodes have you binge watched before?
So I have seen probably upwards of 126.
But you saw them all at once or you saw them
so
on
and off? I mean, no, I would binge for a while. When I first discovered it a few years ago, I mean, I binged a ton and now on and off we'll see it. You know, when we see it on Netflix, my daughter and I will watch it. I try to only watch it with my daughter to give myself some kind of justification.
Sure.
I'm not just sitting in a dark room watching a moose kill himself, you know?
Right, so bringing your 11-year-old daughter is better.
Yeah.
What's that like then? Because for me, there was definitely moments where I had to walk away and I didn't want to stop the playlist. I didn't want it to. I wanted to miss one or two and go live a normal life for a few seconds before coming back to this. Is that? Do you get that sense or is maybe you're trained to not even give a crap about
this
stuff?
I'm so callous to the whole thing by now that it just rolls off me. It's kind of hard to shock me, but I can understand why you would want to put it aside.
I mean, for instance, this guy just got stabbed with a bottle. He's bleeding, and then he just figured out to stop the bleeding, he put the bottle back in, and it filled with blood.
Yes.
So that's in his stomach, and that's every so often you need a break from that.
The good news is you actually learn a lot medically from the show. There's a lot of trauma techniques that you could learn, stopping bleeding, stopping your small intestines from coming out.
Don't pull a glass bottle out of your stomach, put it in, and put the cork in, and you're fine. That's obviously what this means here. Is there a palate cleanser that either of you could recommend, something different than this, if you needed to watch an episode of something? And Rich, before we started, you accused me of liking girly TV shows, so we'll have to get into that and see what my palate cleanser is. But give me a different show that you'd tell someone who binged this to watch to kind of separate the violence.
I feel like Texas Chainsaw Massacre would be a really nice sorbet between
if you need to get away
a moose boosh between
right if you need to get away from the murdering cartoons, just go to the chain. Okay, Nikki, do you have a suggestion of some kind?
The only other show that I'm watching right now and I'm a little behind is Westworld, so
oh,
I don't
got
know
it.
If that's going to help because there's still violence in that one too.
Do you have a big Nikki recommendation for Westworld? Does it get a big thumbs up?
I like it so far. It's awesome. Okay. It's beautiful.
I've heard
it's
a lot of really good
show.
Things. Have you seen
Westworld?
Yeah,
I have. I've wanted to watch it. But it's behind, 7 or 8 other shows that I got to catch up on. But it looks great. Great acting. Love some of the actors in it.
So I'm going to go ahead and answer my question, and this answer is not going to shock Rich at all. I would say Gilmore Girls is a really good thing to turn on for just a little bit of time in between your watching of Happy Tree Friends if you need to reconnect with Stars Hollow.
Is
and
there
get
no
to,
dismemberment in Gilmore Girls?
As
no.
far as I've seen,
eye gouging.
I've seen all of it. There's no. And so let's talk about, since the show is about kind of a transition and kind of a surprise there, maybe we'll talk about my interest in female television and how that's sort of different from what you'd expect. And maybe you guys can both give me something that I wouldn't expect that's true about you guys. I really do like a lot of these romantic TV shows, as does Nick DiGilio, who you've seen host your Flashback Weekend.
Right.
He then sings the praises of Gilmore Girls on radio on WGN. Have you even tried to watch some of the shows that you may be judging me for?
Well, as you know, I'm a huge fan of Glee.
Yes. Yeah, and how is that not a super girly show, if we're going to call it that?
Yeah, so again, it goes back to my daughter. She loves the show. She's obsessed with it. She's a big theater person. So she became obsessed with it, and I never even saw an episode until she started to watch it. And you know, I will partially attribute it to me spending time with her, but I was hooked. I mean, let's face it, pretty early on, I was hooked to the joyous music that they sing. And the I also love any high school show, like any show involving high school, you know, Beverly Hills 90210,
yeah.
You know, all those kind of
shows. Those things are all super.
I love that stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Nikki, do you have an answer that's something that shocks people that you wind up being very interested in?
For TV shows?
For anything. No. Anything you want.
We can branch out. I don't think it's a shocker. When I tell them, they're like, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, what do you think is the least connected to who people think you are?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm putting you on the spot again.
I know, you're putting me on the spot again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't know at all.
Give me 1 second.
No, it's fine. You totally, I mean, you're a fantastic bartender. You make amazing drinks. Maybe there's something that's not in the party world that you like to do,
yeah,
maybe.
But see, here it is. I don't actually like to drink, and you know this.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great one.
Whenever I make drinks for you guys on the radio, I never have my own cocktail.
Huh.
That's insanity.
It really is.
Right.
So close, but yet so far.
So, like, when I go to the bar, instead of getting an extravagant 20-ingredient cocktail, which are all delicious, I'll order either a Guinness or a Hendrix and Tonic.
So you like beer, though?
Or just like simple old man drinks, yeah.
Got it. Okay, yeah. So you're an old man
a nice
in a Rob young
Roy
woman's
every
body.
Now and again.
But you already knew that. I am a dirty old man in a young woman's body, yes.
Well, this is very interesting. I believe that this studio is reserved for someone else, so I hate to cut this short, but our
should
Happy Tree
Friends
conversation.
Should we hum the song as we go out together?
We should. We should all hum the song. Yeah, it's so beautiful, so lovely, and then horrific, horrific things happen. But you've been challenged, absolutely recommending you see Happy Tree Friends. Watch it on YouTube, though. You don't even have to go to Netflix because they're shorter, and maybe you can just turn off your computer and get therapy. Thank you so much, Rich, for joining us for the show. I expect to see you back, actually. This was so quick. We're going to do another show, and we're all going to get back together very soon. Nikki, thanks so much for stepping in as co-host tonight.
Thank you.
And thanks for this drink. What is this called, by the way?
I'm calling it Sweet and Sour.
Okay, Sweet and Sour. And then people
can pick
this
up. I think you
should
call it the Shifty and Lifty.
Shifty and
yeah.
Lifty?
No, yeah, name it something from Happy Tree Friends.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right, cool. Well, that's it. This is You've Been Challenged. Come back next week. I have no idea what I'm talking about.